Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the heart of Southeast Dallas, a huge pile of toxic waste looms over a community. It's a mound of shingles stacked so high it's earned the nickname Shingle Mountain. The fight to get rid of it took almost 3 years, and now the city of Dallas has hired a company to haul it away. That process is underway. Alejandra Martinez from member station KERA has the story of how Shingle Mountain came to be through the eyes of the people who had to live in its shadow.
More than a decade ago, Cecilia del Toro Garcia moved with her husband to the community of Floral Farms in Southeast Dallas. They dreamed of their granddaughters growing up with lots of green space all around. Little did they know, they'd get a monstrous neighbor in 2018.
Te presento la montaña.
I present to you Shingle Mountain, Garcia says. She walks around her backyard. There are stables, roaming goats, even a bull. And just behind them stands the massive toxic dump, which she says has killed her motivation.
Me la paso enredada en la cama, nomás acostada viendo televisión, pensando en los problemas que hay. Eso de que, ¿cuándo van a quitar esa montaña y si mis hijas van a estar saludables?
Even though Shingle Mountain has finally started coming down, Garcia used to question if it ever would. She also worries if her family will be healthy even after the mountain's gone. It was 2018 when Blue Star Recycling bought the property and started stacking up piles of roofing materials next to Garcia's home. That's when she says the air changed.
Ya cuando empezamos a notar que los carros tenían polvo negro arriba.
Garcia says black dust now covers everything around her home, and her nose bleeds a lot. Her next-door neighbor, Marcia Jackson, has her own set of health problems.
The headaches are just crazy, and all this ground-up shingles is blowing. So when it blows, that fiberglass is going off into my throat. And the fiberglass has just irritated my vocal cords.
Jackson is the neighborhood's number one advocate, a resident turned environmental activist, because she had to. She started calling the city of Dallas almost 3 years ago asking for Shingle Mountain's removal.
Within 1 week, it had grew up over my house, and I started beginning calling then. So I went on and went on. Nobody still called me.
When the mountain continued to grow, Jackson co-founded the group Southern Sector Rising. And because the illegal dumping site is in a predominantly Black and Latinx neighborhood, members of the group called it a symbol of environmental racism and rallied for its removal. But getting rid of the mountain wasn't easy. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says the city tried getting Blue Star Recycling to clean up the site. The company declined a request for an interview. It has been in litigation with the city since 2018. And although the city is not responsible for the creation of Shingle Mountain, Mayor Johnson says it's doing something about it now.
No one wanted Shingle Mountain to be there. And I've actually asked the chair of the Environment and Sustainability Committee to find out how that ever happened in the first place, find out what's wrong with our laws that would allow that to ever even occur.
Catherine Holliday, a professor of architecture history at the University of Texas in Arlington, has long studied maps of Dallas. She says the story isn't new.
It's long overdue to really have it be understood that this conversation about South Dallas is really a conversation about neglect and about underinvestment. And about a series of choices made across decades that have led to the pairing of lower property values with industrial development.
Holliday says historically, environmental protections haven't existed for people living in South Dallas, and that waste sites like Shingle Mountain are often pushed into communities of color. Back in Floral Farms, Garcia lists some of the dreams she had for her community, dreams that have yet to come true.
Componer las calles, hacer un parque, no tenemos una tienda aquí cerquitas.
Better streets, a neighborhood park, and a grocery store nearby. Huge bulldozers hired by the city of Dallas are now scooping piles of shingles into trucks. the first step in demolishing the mountain. Trucks haul the shingles down the street to the city landfill. Dallas city officials expect the teardown of Shingle Mountain will be completed by March. Longtime Floral Farms resident and local advocate Marcia Jackson says she's cautiously optimistic.
We can't get excited until it's all gone. Just think out of almost 3 years and we have been excited and thinking that this is going to happen before and it hasn't happened at all. And once that property is completely clean over there, next time you come back out here, you probably see tears all down our face.
It's not clear what will happen to the Shingle Mountain site once the waste is removed. Meanwhile, Jackson and her neighbors in the tight-knit Floral Farms community are counting the days. For Here and Now, I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.